the great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
Once again, Friday has returned to the region. It is Friday, October 18th across Northeast Texas. And this is Movie Picks with Alice Reese. We have her on the line once again. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner. And she takes time out of her Friday mornings bringing us a movie review here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got three movies to talk about. The Fifth Estate, Romeo and Juliet, now that Miss Alice has seen the movie. I know last week we talked about, we touched on it just in the sense of a preview type thing, but now she's going to give us her full review on Romeo and Juliet. And then also the last movie is called The Inevitable Defeat of Mr. and Pete. I sound like Dr. Seuss right there whenever I say that. But we're going to talk about those three movies right now. Let's go ahead and start off with The Fifth Estate.
This movie has been in the works, I guess, since 2009, when Julian Assange went into the embassy in the Ecuadorian embassy in England, where he still is. He was a fellow who was originally a hacker, and he took hacking to a very high level with his website called WikiLeaks. He founded WikiLeaks along with his partner in it was a German fellow who is, by the way, Julian Assange is played by Benedict Cumberbatch, fine actor who's known for playing Sherlock Holmes on TV in Britain and also on British TV, and also for his role in The Last Star Trek. And along with him is his partner was played by Daniel Brühl, who was a German, also a person. These were both nerdy guys who got together and actually changed the world, because their website was a place where people, whistleblowers, could bring their information. They did it anonymously, and they knocked over little governments and big banks, and then finally they hit the big time with a release of classified documents, which exposed wrongdoing by the U.S. military in Afghanistan and Iraq. And people are argued among themselves still whether Assange is a criminal or a hero. And the movie portrays him as quite a complex fellow. It's just fascinating. And another thing about it, because this movie is about computers and how dull could this be, they make it very lively by the use of fascinating, eye-catching graphics and visuals, such as they have a recurrent shot of innumerable deaths sitting in the sand, and that, I guess, represents the World Wide Web.
Now, this next movie we've touched on, like I said, last week, but we're going to get more in-depth with it. It's called Romeo and Juliet.
Right. Shakespeare's play has been turned into a movie innumerable times. Seldom do they get people with the right age. That's the big thing. Actual Juliet was 13 in the actual original. And so this time they've come pretty close to that. The girl was 15 when it was shot. Haley Steinfeld, I'm sorry. She was the girl who got an Oscar nomination for True Grit, and seemed to be just absolute perfect casting for this movie, which for Romeo, she's Juliet, and for Romeo, it's a Brit named Douglas Booth. And they take it back to its Renaissance setting, the original, and this one is closer to the one that is considered the best ever of the Romeo and Juliet of cinematic events, which was done by Franco Zeffirelli in 1968, and Olivia Hussey, and that was 16, so that was pretty good. But anyway, it's way beyond their ages. It turned out that it wasn't a very good idea to cast Haley, because she just doesn't work. She's never believable. She's just not up to this role. It's just miscasting all the way through. And as the case in Godfather 3, when Francis Ford Coppola put his daughter in the movie and I think ruined it because of it, this actually is what happened here. It's just all a matter of casting. The fellow who, Douglas Booth, who plays Romeo, is fine. Also in it are Paul Giamatti, who's great as the Friar Lawrence, and Leslie Manville as the nurse. They are humorous and bring emotion. But anyway, there's other things wrong with this besides that, even though the adaptation was done by Julian Fellowes, the fellow behind Downton Abbey, he actually changes some of Shakespeare's language, and they cut it down. It's an annotated Cliff Notes kind of version of it, and so that you lose the power, the impact of everything that happens. But mostly everything that's wrong with it comes down to the leading lady just being wrong for the part.
Now, this next one, I'm curious, and you know why. Just by the name, it's called The Inevitable Defeat of Mr. and Pete. Let's talk about that.
I thought that this was going to be, I don't know, really cheesy, and it turned out to be very fine. It's a movie about a 13-year-old boy named Mr. That's his name. He's played by Skylin Brooks, and his 9-year-old companion, Peter, who is played by Ethan Dyson. And these two boys live in the Brooklyn Projects in a very tough place. And both of their mothers are missing. So the boys live for the summer on their own. And they survive. They manage to hide out from the police, the security people on the facility, the gangs there, and also the Child Protective Services, who would take them away to a group home if they found them. Jennifer Hudson plays Mr.'s mother, and Jordan Sparks plays a friend, a girl named Alice, and Jeffrey Wright is in it, and Anthony Mackie. It's very, very edgy, dark, not for kids to see, even though it's about kids. But it's a beautiful, unsentimental portrait of these kids on their own.
See, I would not have gotten the plot of that just from the name of the movie. If you're not looking at any, you know, artwork for it or anything like that, you hear that and you picture like a cartoon or something like that.
That's what I thought too. Yes.
Well, that is going to be it today. We're out of time, but Alice has talked about three movies today. We had Fifth Estate, Romeo and Juliet, and The Inevitable Defeat of Mr. and Pete. Alice, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right.
Coming up in just a moment, your local news with Mark Haslett, right here on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Support public radio in Northeast Texas today. KETR.org/support.